T-Mobile. For TSW Mobile. It's not Thursday, is it already?
No doubt that I was asked to attend the meeting this morning in person yesterday, so I'm going in today.
Won't hear you tomorrow, right?
No, I still gotta go in tomorrow.
Love it when the plan changes.
And as long as the paychecks keep clearing, you know, I'll do what they ask me to do.
Yeah.
A little chillier this morning than it was yesterday.
I had to sit there about 5 minutes, let it defrost before I could get going.
Early two this morning while I was still plugged in so it could warm up on shore power before I left.
Smart. It'd probably get you for 20 miles anyway.
20 minutes it's warming up, it's probably taking 4 or 5 kilowatts, so that's 2 or 3 kilowatt hours is good for 3 kilowatt hours, which is probably good for about 10 miles, yeah.
You got some big wheels rolling in today?
That would make too much sense. No, today is the breakfast for people with December birthdays. So everyone with a December birthday is asked to be in the office for their breakfast. So at 9 o'clock, they're bringing in Chick-fil-A or Bojangles or something like that, and everybody with a December birthday gets to have a chicken biscuit that's half cold and stale, and feel appreciated for their birthday.
You must have a birthday in December.
2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, my son's birthday is on Saturday.
I think it's really stupid that they're dragging me 90 miles to have a chicken biscuit.
It's a thought that counts.
I guess so. Hey, clearing, so, you know, I'll do it.
Then I think we got a 9 o'clock maintenance meeting today, so that means I'll have to run out about 8:30 and pick up a bunch of biscuits.
We're exit 80. There's nothing there.
So, cut through side road that takes me back over there to exit, I guess it's 79 right there at 221, and there's a Hardee's right there that always has a 2 for $5 special.
Right.
One of those numbers.
Off at 78 if there was traffic up in the construction zone, but now they've pretty much finished the construction, so I haven't had to do it in a while.
You're working on the, looks like the ramps to 26 from 85 a couple of mornings next week.
Yesterday that the exit 70 interchange is going to be closed in both directions for 2 days, I think the 7th and the 8th.
The 7th and the 8th for the southbound side, and it's like the 6th and the 7th for the other side.
Other, like, go down and exit, turn around, come back up, and then, you know, go up and exit, turn around, come back down. That makes sense, not to have the whole thing closed at the same time.
It looks like it's supposed to be done by about 6, so hopefully a backup won't be too bad for us.
Again, so, 7th is Saturday and 8th is Sunday, so at least those 2 days are on a weekend.
Dad, if it looks like it's too bad, I'll just shoot up to business 85, and it ain't no problem to do that.
I entered my dead spot here at the train bridge. There, this isn't very good at all. And it's there at exit 80 or something.
It's a pretty good size.
Google Maps before, it's pretty hefty.
Why is it some of the guys from our place don't go over there?
Railroad spur that goes in there.
I went by last week, it looked like there was, you know, 40 or 50 railroad cars in there. What they make there.
Plans this weekend?
My son from Michigan's coming in on Saturday morning. They're having a surprise birthday party for his brother down there in Piedmont on Saturday afternoon. So we're going to run on down there. I think we're going to Then we're going to go shoot in the morning and then go down there in the afternoon. Good. I haven't seen him in a couple of years anyway, and he's got a new girlfriend and a stepdaughter, so I get to meet them.
Have a real good time.
Good. He's driving down on Friday and going to stop in Knoxville for the night, and then he's going to come on in the morning. But I see there's some winter weather on Friday morning and Saturday morning.
Actual tangible chance of some snow, or is it just a big, all a bunch of hype?
It acts like it's going to be like freezing rain on Friday morning.
We have Courtney's company Christmas party is Friday night up in Hickory, so we're going to have to drive an hour up there.
Want to check it. I know tonight we got Susan's Christmas party down in Greenville, KN4TFW.
KT, yeah, our Christmas party at TTI is tomorrow night, but I'm not going to go because, you know, I can't go in the office at, you know, 5 o'clock in the morning and stay for the Christmas party until 8 o'clock at night and then get home at 10, you know.
And I think we're having a potluck lunch on the 11th.
Week, so I'll probably bring something in for that.
Susan's Christmas party is over there. Someplace over there by that Top Golf, right there at exit, what is it, 54?
Yeah, I see it every day when I drive by. I think that's where it is.
Some kind of entertainment center right in that area. I guess they got, like, escape rooms and bowling and pool tables and stuff like that. Stay a little bit and then head on to the house, because I think Susan's got to work. I think she's got to work Thursday morning, but I don't know that for sure.
And I'm hoping to finally take this roll of coax out of the back of my car.
You still got it in your car?
I haven't been doing anything with it yet, so it's just been sitting there. Last week and didn't get a single thing done that I wanted to get done because it was all about getting the house ready for Thanksgiving and, you know, we were having company and everything and, you know, of course we had the funeral the Friday before that and it was just a crazy week, so I didn't have any free time for myself at all, not even a minute.
And for me, it was, you know, we went up to North Carolina, so I mean, it was just a bunch of sitting around or walking the dog.
Well, the 19th until the January 4th or 5th, I think it is. So I'll have some good time off to try again.
Deal. I'm off from the 24th all the way until the 5th.
Yeah, but I don't ever have a chance to use all my vacation before the end of the year, so I have to take it all at the end of December. And it just so happens that New Year's Day is on Thursday, so we get that day. And, of course, if New Year's Day is on a Thursday, they also give us Friday. So we've got the first and second off. And then, you know, third and fourth is the weekend. And that's good because the kids don't go back to school until Monday anyway, so I got to stay home one way or the other. But, yeah, it's a good deal. So the 19th is, I think it's a solid 2 weeks off.
Or TFW. Yeah, they didn't give us a second. I'm going to have to use one of my days from next year to get that, but it ain't no big deal.
I'm taking that week off, too, in January, and just take a week of vacation from next year and get 3 weeks off. It'd be nice to decompress, but I don't think I can miss that much work. It's too much going on right now.
New products coming out.
4ZLE. And the wifey, mobile, headed to work. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Anthony and Miss Angela. Hope your day's going well. KN4TFW.
Good morning, Anthony. Good morning, Angela. WTJKT. How's it going, guys?
This morning, just trying to get up and going. Got to see how this crazy emergency room is going to be. It was pretty busy yesterday, so I'm assuming it's probably going to be today.
Did the ER on Black Friday?
We hid. didn't go to work and did not go near any store. But luckily today is our Friday, so we got a few days off after that, and I got a project to work on. So
you missed the full moon.
Friday is probably a busy day for the ER with all the fights and stampedes.
Every day after a holiday. The holiday itself is usually pretty slack, but after that we make up for it. So you can about guarantee any day after a holiday it's going to be pretty crazy.
A bunch of extended family together in the same room, you're bound to have a few bloody noses.
True.
Two of my uncles getting into it at holiday gatherings.
Get involved, was there?
Always had at least one or two family members bringing in homebrew, so that always got interesting.
I'll just say that my family reunion is held in a place in Alabama called Phil's Crossroads.
That. All the down through Alabama and Georgia and all those areas. But yeah. Well, my family's from part of West Virginia, then the other part is from Sevierville, Tennessee, Maggie Valley area, so there you go. When you're blood related to Popcorn Sutton, the old crazy moonshiner, yeah, we always had some really good homebrew somewhere around.
Dad used to run some shine in his day, and I barely knew him. He died when I was just a kid, but yeah, he had some interesting things to say from time to time.
My uncle worked for Junior Johnson, built engines and other stuff, and hauled some shine for him through the years, so we had supply on that end as well.
What are you guys up to on your time off this weekend, Anthony?
Taking re-gear my truck. I'm going to redo the front and rear differentials under it. The back is going bad. The pinion bearing got a lot of noise in it, then the spider gears and all that stuff too, but I'm going to go back, change it from 373 down to 410 with lockers, and hopefully I'm going to try to get that done hopefully within the week or so. We'll see.
What kind of truck is it?
9.5 Chevrolet Silverado Z71. The truck's got over 450,000 original miles on it, so the rear end's kind of like, well, I'm done. I get it. I can't be mad at it. but yeah, I don't drive it all the time, and I'd rather have the pulling gears. So, plus with the locking setup and everything on it too, so mostly pull my boats and then do some work and stuff with it too. But I had a buddy of mine pull the van and everything. He used to work for Chevrolet or GM. That truck is the first 1,500 of that body style built in April of 1999. It's that low production.
Unicorn.
The thing that I love about the truck, it has no power locks, no power windows. It has a manual shift heavy-duty transfer case in it, which I'm going to eventually break down and put a new chain in it, too, redo that. But, yeah, I mean, I've had so many people try to buy that truck, and I won't let go of it. I can't replace it for what I got in it.
Looking good, you know, why get rid of it anyway?
I mean, it's got a few places in the body, a couple of rust places I need to fix, and I'll eventually get to that. But hopefully this last deal will completely get all the mechanicals perfect, because the engine doesn't use oil whatsoever. It's got a little bit of oil pan leak, which is very minor. But then transmission, everything else is good in it. So, but yeah.
Is it an LT1 or is it something else?
The LS53 in it. It's pretty much all originals. Never been took apart. LS design. It's a really good engine.
Our mod of it had their 5.6 in it, and that's also a completely bomb-proof engine. That thing is, it's only rated at 320 horsepower, but they still put a girdle on it, so it just basically can do anything.
I know what you mean. I mean, that's the way this truck's been. I mean, it's not been abused, but it's been used, if that makes sense. I bought it from the guy that bought the truck brand new when I wrecked my other one back in, oh my gosh, 2011, I think it was. So I've had this truck that long, and when I bought it, it had 180 some thousand on it, and I put the rest on it through the years.
I thought it was 51,000 miles on it. It was a Hertz rental car, and then I put another 150,000 miles on it, and then just shy of 200K, I donated it to the local animal rescue because they needed another vehicle for transporting dogs, and they put another 100,000 miles on it. I saw it the other day, and it was just that they've not had to do anything to it since I gave it to them.
Cool. Yeah, this one has had the transmission rebuilt in it. But other than that, matter of fact, when I bought the truck, or supposedly the engine was bad. It was knocking. And I was going to pull the motor and stuff out of my truck. I was buying it knowing it had a so-called bad engine. Well, me and my dad got the truck home and went to get ready to pull that engine. And I got underneath it to disconnect the torque converter bolts, the transmission and all that. And the torque converter bolts had backed out, and one was hitting the back of the engine. And I was like, Dad, look at this. He's like, boy, there's your noise. So we buttoned it back up. And he's like, well, I mean, if it's still knocking, if it does turn out to be the motor, he said, you know, we still change it, no problem. Well, you know, here I am, what, several years later, and several hundred thousand miles later. I mean, the motor's quiet as a church mouse. And like I said, uses no oil. But, yeah, I got a really good deal on that thing back then.
That's crazy. Just have a bolt slapping a little bit that you just need it back, you put back in. They thought I had a bad motor.
Yes, they just didn't get the torque converter bolts torqued properly, which that's common if you don't really know how to do those. Yeah, and two of them were finger loose, and the other one had backed out all the way. So, like I said, it was actually hitting the back of the engine. So
the bolts, are they just standard hardened bolts?
Hard bolts. Some of the ones that what GM put in originally were very hard to get out because they used way too much thread lock on them. But whoever done the transmission work done it right because the transmission's been solid ever since. And they put the good bolts in it, but for some reason they just didn't get torqued properly.
Transmission shop to look at my truck because I've got fluid going somewhere and I can't figure out where it's going.
Hard to say. It could be anywhere from a vent to, it's hard to say depending on the setup. The guy that used to do mine transmission work is no longer doing it. He used to do performance transmissions, and he done some for my hot rods and stuff. But unfortunately, like I said, he's no longer doing it. I need to find somebody that myself that's really good with them that won't try to rip you off.
There's no leak on the ground, so it's not going anywhere on the ground. It's going somewhere inside the drivetrain, but I just can't figure out where it might be going.
Do I have like a vacuum solenoid or anything like that, like the older ones do? Because the older ones, sometimes those vacuum solenoids would get a hole in the diaphragm, like on the Chevrolets, like the Turbo 350s and stuff, and could suck fluid up in them and just burn it. But I'm not familiar with the setup on yours on how they're done. I'm sure it's fully electronic.
Fully electronic. It's a Cummins 5-liter ISV with an Aeson Warner transmission. So you know, I don't think there's any vacuum anything to the transmission. It's all computer controlled.
Definitely be interested to find out. Unless it's just leaking in a spot like up top for some reason, just trailing down the frame or something where you're not able to see it.
It or something when I went into the truck, but I just can't find any trace of it. So I found that there's a couple of videos. There's this guy out in, I think he's in Colorado somewhere, Dave's Auto Center, and he actually took one of these apart, and he had one that had a bad seal on the front of the transmission, and he had to actually make a seal for it because Nissan wouldn't sell it, and Aeson Warner wouldn't sell it. They wanted you to buy a whole new transmission. So he went out and had a new seal fabricated for it, and that stopped that leak. But it was just leaking into the bell housing and just sticking it, you know, hanging out in the bottom of the bell housing and not leaking out. So I'm afraid that's what's wrong with mine. And it's just leaking out and just staying in the bell housing. But I don't know. I'm too afraid to crack it to see if it all spills out.
We're seeing a video about that. That's crazy that they wouldn't sell the public or even service technicians that seal. You know, I think they said transmission's like $10,000 or something crazy like that. But wouldn't sell them a simple seal to repair it, but expected everybody to buy a new one to rebuild. It's crazy.
And when he did that video, I called the dealer the other day to find out, and they quoted me $18,000 plus labor for a new transmission for that truck.
$18,000 plus labor, that is crazy. I can put a transmission in my truck for about $2,500 less than three if I had to. That's That's crazy. That's another reason I don't buy newer vehicles.
Gonna have to get a reman and you know, find somebody to put it in for me, because I think you can get the reman for about $5,000 and you know, probably about $1,000 labor for somebody else to put it in. So that wouldn't be too bad.
Reasonable, especially, you know, if they will at least guarantee it for a little while.
You've kind of been dominating. You around?
Just enjoying the ride, listening to you guys. Carry on. It's a little out of my wheelhouse. KN4 TFW.
I don't love talking about spending, you know, $10,000 or whatever it is on a car.
Makes me long for the good old days. We just didn't know they were the good old days back then.
Yeah, my first car I got in high school was a 1982 Buick Regal with a 3800 in it, and you could do anything on that thing with like 3 different tools.
One was a 68 Rambler American with I think it was a 199 straight 6 with 3-speed on the column.
Vehicle was a 62 Chevrolet pickup truck, completely restored. But I also had an 83 Buick Regal during the time period that had the 3.8 in it that was bad, and then we ended up pulling that and building a 383 Stroker with a turbo 350 transmission and everything, then put the rear end out from under a Buick Grand National under it. That was a fun little toy.
I've seen a few Regals here and there that, in fact, one of my neighbors across the street has one. It's a newer model. I think it's probably an 86 or an 87. But you can hear that thing when he fires it up, and it's really impressive.
Bodies like the Buick Regals, the old Cutlass, and even like the Chevy Malibu Classics. I've always loved those cars. They make they're perfect for a toy.
Looking around for maybe an 86 Monte Carlo SS.
Had a Dale Earnhardt Signature Edition that I was going to buy from her. The only thing wrong with it, had a busted or cracked windshield. Was on the way to pick it up, but she didn't know that I was, and a guy bought it right before I got there. And I was a little heartbroken over that, but she didn't know I was coming to get it. But yeah, those are awesome cars too.
My wife and I both love the styling of that car, so we've decided that if we run across one for sale for a reasonable price, we'll probably snap it up.
Yeah, they're beautiful cars, and then, like I said, they make a mean-looking street rod.
That 5 is not that impressive, but, you know, 350 goes right in there just fine.
You can switch that out easily, but, yeah, unfortunately, that was some of the cars that had the emissions junk on them, a lot of that extra smog control and all that stuff that just sucked the power out of them.
5-liter V8 getting 140 horsepower.
It's got the potential for much more.
What to have is a Humvee H1 with a good diesel in it. I know there are a couple of different engines they use, but I think it's a Detroit diesel they made that was really good for it.
Pretty tough vehicles too. Like you said, the H1s, when they first come out especially. But I think that got messed up when that part of GM got sold to, I think it was China, whoever bought that part out of the bailout deals.
I work with actually has a military surplus, an actual Humvee, and we had it in the Christmas parade the other day. And I was looking through it. It's a pretty awesome, awesome vehicle.
That's Bob. Yeah. We had one with the fire department back years ago that we got from military surplus. It's pretty neat to drive. We made like a brush buggy out of it. That was pretty cool.
Getting ready to turn on the road going down to the gate. So I'm going to say 7-3 to everybody. Anthony and Miss Angela, you enjoy your time off and that this weekend to be safe. And Eric, I guess I'll catch you back in the morning. You have an awesome day. KN4 TFW.
Safe in there. We'll catch you tomorrow. WTUJKT.
Buddy, be safe. We'll talk to you later, my friend. KQ4ZLE.
It's time for me to give my missus a call here, so I'm going to let you guys go too. So I hope you guys have a great day. Be safe in that hospital, and maybe we'll catch you next week sometime. WTUJKT, 73.
You have a good day too, buddy. We will talk to you later and be safe. KQ4ZLE, clear.